Some of my favorite movies to watch are those within a series of various movies, kind of an anthology or many different movies all together, kind of continuing the story, being able to tell a larger story, that each individual movie more just a kind of a chapter within the larger story. And the neat thing about watching those series of movies is being able to see how from the beginning, the author or authors of that, the screenwriters of those movies, had a plan right from the beginning. And so a lot of times there'll be a surprise at the end that the audience didn't see coming. But if you look back at previous movies, you can see how they were already setting up that big surprise at the end. Really, from the very beginning, they had a plan, and it came to completion at the end. Well, if you will, if you think about it, God was one of the first persons to do that sort of thing. If we read through sacred scripture, if we read through salvation history, we can see how God had a plan right from the very beginning. And maybe at different times in the Old Testament, we might see little hints of what is to come. It's really in the New Testament that we see it all fulfilled, that we see it come to completion, that plan from the very beginning. And so it can be really fascinating when we are able to see how God's plan of salvation wove throughout history. Last evening, because it was the vigil for the Assumption, not the actual feast day of the Assumption, the Saturday evening Mass actually had a different set of readings than we heard this morning. And one of those readings actually included a reading from the first book of Chronicles. And in that reading, it describes how King David has the Ark of the Covenant brought to a tent outside of Jerusalem. Now, the Ark of the Covenant was the presence of God among the people of Israel. And they would keep it in, before they built a temple, they had a tent that allowed it to be moved, a kind of a mobile temple, if you will, that allowed them to be able to have it wherever they were, wherever the army was, wherever the people were. And so this Ark of the Covenant finally comes to this tent outside of Jerusalem to be there among his people. Now, at first look, that doesn't seem to have much to do with anything with the Assumption. But it does, because it's very symbolic of what Mary does. Mary, who accepted to have Jesus in her womb, and that in the womb, she was very much like how the Ark of the Covenant, which was the presence of God, and dwelling in the temple, dwelling in the tent among the people. So also, even from the very beginning, Jesus dwelt among his people even while he was still in Mary's womb. And Mary said yes to this very special vocation, having Jesus with her, bringing him to all the nations. And that from there, from then on, Jesus was among us. After his birth, he actually walked among us as well. It all started with Mary's yes. And so when we come to the readings today, we hear a little more about how that comes to completion. We hear about, in the gospel, the story of the visitation, as it's called. We hear about how Mary comes and greets Elizabeth. And that Elizabeth says that the infant in her womb leaps for joy, that infant being St. John the Baptist. And I've always wondered what that must have felt like for Elizabeth, that feeling of a baby leaping for joy. But she responds, saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She has already received the Holy Spirit, recognizing what this all means. Recognizing that Mary is bringing the Lord with her. She continues, "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Think about this. Mary just got there. She hasn't even had a chance to tell Elizabeth yet about the encounter with the angel, the conversation she had with Gabriel about at the Annunciation. No, there was no cell phones to be able to text. This is like, "Oh my gosh, you won't believe what just happened to me." They haven't had a chance to talk about any of that. And yet, Elizabeth already knows Mary has been chosen for something special, something spectacular. Mary has brought Jesus among his people. And even the other baby in the womb leaps for joy at this visitation, at this coming of the Lord. Jesus had this plan. God had this plan from the very beginning. And we can see this really fulfilled in many other ways in the scriptures. That what all this means truly is that we are to follow Jesus, that we are to follow Mary on the way to heaven. Some people try to argue that the Assumption isn't something that comes from the Bible. But in answer to that, we have the first reading from the book of Revelation. We hear this beautiful description. God's temple in heaven was opened. Again, the temple where God dwelt. And what do we see? A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And describes how she is to give birth to a son who is destined to rule the nations with an iron rod. This is clearly Mary giving birth to our Lord. And that Mary, this description of Mary in heaven, not just a soul, but truly Mary dwelling in heaven, body and soul. This is where we're able to say, yes, the Assumption is real. And Mary truly dwells in heaven. And the scriptures tell us as well that we are destined for that same thing, that same dwelling in heaven. We can hear in the second reading, St. Paul describing, "Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep." And going on to explain that we too will be raised from the dead. That we too will be able to come to heaven as Jesus did. Jesus ascends into heaven. Mary, his mother, the perfect woman to be the perfect mother, follows her son to heaven. We too are destined for heaven. God planned this from the very beginning. Has given us little tidbits, little things to kind of point us in the right direction along the way. And now we have our destiny to follow on that way to heaven. May God continue to bless us, help us on our way. We may truly celebrate this day. And so prepare for our arrival in heaven.